So let's check in for a few minutes. Anything to say about including awareness as an object of the meditation? Yeah, Patrick.
I don't know if I have any question, but I just wanted to say that I found it very difficult first to go. At first I thought that, okay, even if I imagine this, it's still only a thought, the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of forced myself to, okay, let's give it a shot, let's practice this. And for example, with sounds, there is the state of sound, and then there is the state of no sound, which could be counted as the emptiness where the sound appears, but still it can only be perceived in contrast with the sound. If there were no sounds, I could never perceive the emptiness behind the sounds. I don't know, it just came to my mind. And somehow I find it difficult to catch the idea of what maybe it cannot.
And what was the last part?
Maybe it cannot be catched. It's just
a
question of...
Not so much catched, caught as sensed.
Oh, let's say perceived. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, don't try, as I said, don't try hard to catch it. Just sense it. Everything is arising in this field of awareness. So it's not so much something that you can catch, but just relax into that field of knowing.
For me, I didn't understand it. I didn't know what I have to do or what I don't have to do, so...
Yeah, so she says she didn't understand it and know what to do or not to do. Let it go. It's fine to be with objects. I mean, that's the general instructions in noticing mindfulness, just being mindful of what's happening. So it's just another aspect to include. We'll do a bit of a guided meditation tomorrow that points a bit more to this. If it works for you, fine. If it doesn't, then just leave it.
It felt quite nice. Till now I've been just sitting and watching my mind, and now this gave me kind of push to watch the mind differently. Mm-hmm. And what happened was that I did the same than before, I just sat. And then it was like a very soft, silky touch in my kind of core emotions or somewhere.
A soft what?
Kind of touch.
Touch.
Like silky touch. Mm-hmm. Like this.
Uh-huh.
And then it kind of... Yeah, it felt nice. There was kind of a shift into this kind of bigger space or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this nice kind of... Well, it's not a flow. It was more like a... Like... Some other space and me kind of went together. And it wasn't like an abstract thing. It was an opening, and it felt really good in the kind of core emotions somewhere whether thoughts count, touch.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Yeah, Jisa.
For me, if you think of it, it's like when you start with mindfulness practice, you're kind of like noticing, oh, is it hot, is it tingly, whatever, but when it comes to this stuff, kind of stop noticing what it is, you just notice that it is, and that helps at least me, that it's kind of there, but yeah, it's just there.
For me, I don't know, I somehow feel that it's like the awareness starts a little bit up here,
mm-hmm.
and creates a field, a little bit actually like mountain shape,
mm-hmm.
like you've been talking about being the mountain, but mm-hmm. actually I feel it's the shape is like this.
Mm-hmm. So that's one way that your mind helps conceive of it. It's more there's a wider environment within which to experience. So what know that that's just your mind that's creating a particular concept that helps you get a sense of it, and so that's skillful means. What was it, Ani?
Yeah. It was like an amazing experience I would like to share with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It was like being of letting everything just happen, and it was okay. And every sound that was coming, and every emotion or thought or anything was all, it was all equal, and it was all just as it was, and it, there was no attaching or no aversion or anything like that. It was just all the same, no matter what it was. and pure emptiness. Oh.
Get a transmission? How beautiful. So that's the sense of it. We're so focused on the things. Oh, this is a good thing, this is not, this I have to fix this, I have to make this a little different. And it's all just arising and passing in this field.
Life is so beautiful.
So for some people it works. And it's not something that you can figure out with your mind. And whether it's about this meditation or or any sometimes things just strike us and we see in a new way. And no, you can't plan it. It can happen, say, in a instruction, or it can happen just in, you know, looking at a sunset, or drying off after a shower. It can happen at any time, and we all have our own personal moments. Maybe you've had a moment or two where you just saw something in a new way, and it's a very precious gift that life has given you. And when you see something in that new way, there's a kind of shift of understanding. I mentioned it in one of the groups. There's this line I love by an American very wise man who lived in the first part of the 20th century, Oliver Wendell Holmes. He says, a mind stretched by a new idea does not shrink back to its original dimensions. When we see something in a new way, and not just intellectually, conceptually, but touches us in our heart and in our body, we can feel it differently. That's very precious, and it's something not to grasp at it, but to remember it. And it's a new perspective, a new place of home. It's powerful. That's one way to think of insight meditation. You just see something in a new way, and it shifts things. You're still around, and you might forget, but you know something in a new way. So, thank you. That is really beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing it too. It's a real gift. Even if not everybody could understand here, there is something that could feel the power of it and the wisdom of it. Anything else? Yes. Yes, Mina.
I'd like to ask, even though I'm not sure what I'm asking, but I can connect to what she was saying. And I somehow wonder if this has, because I'm not so familiar with the Buddhist teachings, actually. Okay. And yesterday you were talking about non-delusion. And somehow this is connected to that.
Moment. Yes.
Because there's a real fear in, let's say, letting go of suffering, because you identify...
What was it? There's a real...
Fear. For example, you know, letting go of suffering, because I identify with that as a construct of my identity.
Yes.
And somehow to connect to something that's solid but not identity releases some of that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel this great sadness in this sort of say field awareness or this field meditation, because maybe because I haven't been so engaged with Buddhist teachings, I feel that everything is fleeting, the metta is as fleeting as the suffering.
That everything is?
Is as fleeting, like the metta is as fleeting as the suffering.
Everything is as pleasing as the suffering.
Everything is as pleasing as suffering.
Fleeting.
Is everything is as fleeting as suffering.
Yeah.
A fleeting.
Okay. What I try to say is that there is this disconnection that I'm somehow find comforting, but then sometimes I also find great sadness in that
everything is as fleeting as suffering.
Yeah, including metta somehow. Then And I wonder if there is this that when one practices also the teachings, then it's, then there's less fear maybe in this art.
Yeah, so I think I understand you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
Holding on to something is suffering. However, when the mind is not disturbed, when the mind is not grasping, what you have left is peace. And what you have left, your natural state, the natural byproduct of presence, of deep presence, is peace, love, compassion, joy, equanimity. It's all of there are factors of enlightenment, the seven factors of enlightenment: mindfulness, investigation, energy, joy, calm, concentration, and equanimity or peace. All of those ripen, and that's leading to the deepest peace available. So it's good news. And all of those things come when we see through the grasping of holding on to experience. So don't worry about missing out on all the beauty, because that's the underlying nature of who you are. It's good news. Okay, we should go. I do have one announcement that you'll probably be pleased about. Can you guess? So we've worked out we're going to have a sauna day on Saturday. And we'll be having a 3-hour period. We'll post this all so you don't have to remember it. And we're going to change around the Dharma talk time. And from 5:15 to 6:15, that first hour, will be men. 6 o'clock there's going to be dinner, so you might come a little bit late towards to dinner. And then from 6:15 to 8:15, 2 hours for women, because the numbers are such that give women more time. So you'll come, you'll have dinner, and then go to the sauna if you'd like, and then we'll have the talk at 8:15. So that's the best we can do. Hopefully, it will be a nice coming into the home stretch. And until then, be here in the present, because you might be thinking of Saturday's sauna. Just come right here. Stay right here. Okay. Anything else to be said?
No, that's it.
And you have sign-ups. Jane has some sign-ups and some groups. Enjoy your practice today. And if you found that at all useful, that awareness, it's not something you have to continuously notice, but it's more kind of relaxing into the moment. You can't do it if you're trying hard. It's just relaxing and just allowing everything to just arise in this field of awareness. And you can simply be the field of awareness and just allow. It's so effortless. There's nothing that you need to fix or change or do. You can simply be the moment. And if that doesn't connect or relate with you, then just enjoy whatever you are open to, whatever your experience is, just as it is.